So Sweet to Rust. Written by Soft But Gremlin and read by Lattice Frames. It had been an exhausting campaign. The fighting was over for a moment, after a significant orbital bombardment. They hadn't secured the planet yet, just a night of peace. They needed to take this chance to plan their next move when they didn't have to worry about blaster fire. "So if we press forward here and have suppressive cover from Skycore, we can..." "General?" Obi-Wan jumped, clearly having started to drift off. "My apologies, Cody," he said, swiping the back of his hand across his eyes. "Yes, that seems like the most reasonable course of action." The ghosts sitting around the hollow each gave each other significant looks. "Maybe we should call it a night, sir," Waxer said. "No," Obi-Wan said. He closed his eyes a moment, took a deep breath, and looked significantly more awake when he opened his eyes again. Cody knew from experience that meant the general was drawing on the Force to give himself more energy. Last time they had been on Coruscant, Master Che had told Cody that he needed to discourage that kind of behavior whenever possible. He knew that Obi-Wan had been doing it for days now, too. Even the general couldn't hold up forever exclusively by using the Force. "We need to decide our next course of action before the fighting starts again," Obi-Wan finished. Unfortunately, he was right. Cody resolved to finish this as soon as possible. Obi-Wan wasn't the only one who needed some sleep, after all. He was just the most desperate case. Cody went back to explaining possible plans, options for air support, what they knew about the enemy. Something dropped onto his pauldron. He stopped in surprise, then froze as he realized what it was. Obi-Wan had fallen asleep on him. His eyes flicked up to his Vode, unsure what to do. The bastards offered no help, just deeply amused smirks. Cody decided suddenly that once they were off-planet, certain ghosts were going to need some supplemental exercise training. A lot of supplemental training. He opened his mouth to say something, but Waxer pressed a finger to his lips and nodded towards the general. He was right, of course. Cody opted for one-handed battle signing instead. "Meet here 0600 standard." He was offered several cheeky salutes as the men silently wandered off to their tents. He sighed noiselessly, and wondered who would be winning and placing bets tonight. Whether it would be on the speculation surrounding him and the general's awful sleep habits, or both. Who was he kidding? Of course it would be both. Ghosts made bets on everything. He didn't move. He doubted there was anything he could do without waking the general. And, to be perfectly honest, that was the absolute last thing he wanted to do. If Obi-Wan woke up, he'd convince himself that he needed to get back to work, as if 2 minutes of sleep was all he needed to make up for all that he'd missed. It would be much better if Cody just put up with being an impromptu pillow so they could avoid their general passing out on the battlefield. An uncomfortable pillow, surely, since he was still in his armor. But there was no way he'd be able to remove any of it without waking the Jedi. So, he would stay still and let Obi-Wan sleep. For an hour, at the very least. He could handle the teasing that came from it. It was all good-natured ribbing, anyway, even if it was annoying. As long as it didn't leave the barracks, it didn't matter. One of the medics walked by, stopped, made a questioning hand sign. "Idiot needs sleep," Cody signed back. "Do not stop." The medic signed an acknowledgement and walked off. At least the medics understood his logic. It was a bit unprofessional to call his general an idiot, but he saw the sign that the medics used to refer to Obi-Wan specifically, and it combined both the sign for idiot and the one for general, so maybe they wouldn't notice. It was practically a term of affection among clones, anyway. Dekut was what you called a brother when you cared about his safety and well-being more than he did. With Obi-Wan, everyone cared about his safety and well-being more than he did. While the general slept, Cody dimmed his datapad and checked inventory reports. It was important enough now to know for planning tomorrow, and boring enough he wouldn't wake up the general by having strong emotions. He still didn't understand how exactly the Force worked, but Obi-Wan always seemed to know how he was feeling, so Cody tried to keep it down around him. He watched as inventory reports came in, and slowly cross-checked the master inventory to make sure everything matched. Grenades, blaster charges, droid poppers, DCs. It wasn't quite an hour when he dropped off himself. Cody blinked awake to a pre-dawn grayness. There was a brother curled around his arm. No, not a brother. The general. Obi-Wan had shifted in his sleep to cling to Cody's arm. And Cody had been resting his head on Obi-Wan's. And they now had a blanket thrown over their shoulders, which had definitely not been there last night. Cody sighed. At least the betting pools were good for morale. He wondered how many people were going to try and use the pictures as blackmail, and he had no doubt that there were pictures. He didn't know if he wanted copies or not. The pictures certainly would not be useful as blackmail. Cody had brothers fall asleep on him all the time. The situation was not different just because it was the general. He was human, same as the rest of them, and humans had a habit of falling asleep around other humans they trusted. The situation would have had the same result had it not been Cody, but rather Boyle or Waxer, or even Rex. He checked his comm for the time. 0513. Good. That meant Obi-Wan had managed to get about 6 hours of sleep. Hoping he could get another half hour of sleep from the general, Cody tried to remove himself from Obi-Wan's grip. Slowly, he pried Obi-Wan's hands off his rear brace and vambrace, and slid his arm up to wrap around the Jedi's shoulders, keeping him from falling over. He shifted until he could stand up, fully intending to move the general to a more comfortable position to sleep in. He almost managed it too, but when he tried to lay Obi-Wan down on the chunk of Duracrete rubble they'd been sitting on, he stirred. Cody swore internally. Obi-Wan blinked blearily for a second, then bolted upright, fully awake. Oh dear. Cody, you have my sincerest apologies. You slept for 6 hours, General. Sutra's gonna be so proud. Cody said cheerfully, cutting him off. Obi-Wan gave him a flat look that, on anyone else, would be a glare of irritation. Cody really didn't understand how people found it so difficult to read Obi-Wan's expressions. Sure, he didn't emote at all like Vode, but if you paid a bit of attention, he was hardly more difficult than reading a brother in full armor. His face was even slightly easier to read than a bucket, because, try as he might, Obi-Wan couldn't completely stop his mouth and eyes from reacting. And once you got used to the small expressions, it was easy to figure out which ones meant what. An eyebrow raise was equivalent to the bucket dip of, "Are you criffing serious?" The slight drawing of eyebrows combined with a neutral pressing of lips together was just like Rex's parade rest of digging one's heels in. The twitch of a smile combined with neutral eyebrows and a soft slightening of his typical serious demeanor was his version of an older brother hug, and it was reserved mostly for General Skywalker, Commander Tano, or the Shinies. And just like the rest of the men, Obi-Wan's moods were even easier to read when you stopped looking at the bucket and focused on the body language. Cody had gotten good at reading Obi-Wan's tension levels, the set of his shoulders, the speed of his pacing, the movement of his hands. He didn't have the force to read Obi-Wan's mood, but he did have eyes. And speaking of body language, Obi-Wan's tension levels were rising by the minute. Time to intervene. "We're reconvening to plan at 0600, Cody said. "You ought to go eat some breakfast, General." Obi-Wan was now giving him the neutral face of pointed displeasure. "I don't need to be minded, Cody," he grumbled. But the words lacked any heat. "Of course, General," Cody said, deadpan. He unclipped something from his belt. "By the way, here's your lightsaber. You dropped it yesterday." Obi-Wan gave him an outright frown as he took it and made a dignified retreat towards the mess tent. Cody waited politely until he disappeared before grinning to himself. But he knew from the way Obi-Wan had folded his arms into his cloak as he left that he was well aware how amused Cody was. Then, quieting his emotions down, Cody folded up the blanket and picked up his datapad. If they were going to be planning at 0600, he had some reading to catch up on over breakfast. The end. Thank you for listening. This was part 2 of A Lightsaber and a Love Story. If you would like to leave feedback for the author, you can do so at archiveofourown.org/works/24886648. And if you enjoyed my reading, you can leave feedback for me at archiveofourown.org/users/lattice_frames.